What's up, Rockstar Nation? Matt here, and today I want to talk about why we need to just say, fuck your feelings. Before we do that, though, I want to talk to you about your business and how you can get better quality people working for your organization. Look, let's not kid ourselves. You can't be a jack of all trades, right? Or they say a jack of all trades, master of none, which means you can't be a great recruiter, a great leader, a great closer, a great marketer, a great advertiser. You cannot do all of these things and be great at them. But everyone would agree you've got to have great people on your team. And that's what AutoMax Recruiting and Training brings to every business they deal with. Look, if you want to take the guesswork out of hiring, if you want to find the absolute top-notch, best quality candidates that can make your store money, you need to go to AutoMaxRecruitingAndTraining.com. AutoMax Recruiting and Training will help you place the right ads, find the right people, and they'll even help you train them for your business. There's no better company when it comes to recruiting. Go to AutoMaxRecruitingAndTraining.com right now and find out more. My name is Matt Koenig.
And I'm Chris Spear.
And we're part of a new breed of sales and leadership professionals creating a movement
that you've probably never even heard of before.
We're waging war against 50 years of old school thinking through a radical movement filled with people just like you who want to lead the change.
We have to do things differently.
We have to do things smarter.
We have to do things better.
We are the Rockstar Movement.
And these are our stories. Oh, man, it's been a great week so far. I'm so excited. Thank you so much for joining me in the Rockstar Unplugged podcast. As you know, we've gone away from doing five of these a week because I want to make sure you get the best quality possible. Now, you may hear some background noise today, and that's because I'm recording this live from Louis Trophy House in Kalamazoo, Michigan. It's a great place if you ever make it to Kalamazoo. They are the oldest bar here, 101 years old this year. I'm telling you, there's no place better to hang out. Today, I want to talk about something that's just absolutely fucking up so many businesses, and that is your feelings. Now, before I explain why, because you're going to go, well, wait a minute, man, I've heard you say feelings matter, and they do, but I want to share with you something that I ran across this week that was pretty, not earth-shattering to me, because I'm in the automotive industry and this shit happens all the time, but pretty earth-shattering, the responses people had, so I'm going to go over that with you and dig in deep on it today. I was looking through Facebook last week, and somebody had posted a question that I thought was just absolutely stupid. They say there's no stupid questions, but I think there are stupid questions. And the question that they posted was this. Somebody wants to work a deal. Car dealer is a car dealer. Somebody wants to negotiate price before they test drive. Yes or no? Do you let them? Now, I'm going to just be honest here and say, like, I've already formed an opinion, so my opinion was, this is stupid that it's even a question. Of course, if somebody wants to know the price of something, you tell them the price of it. If they like that, then you continue on and you demonstrate your product and you show them everything. But so I commented in there, absolutely. Give them the price, then, you know, go back to building conversation, building a relationship, and showing them your product, right? At least that's what my opinion was on it. And then it happened. Person after person after person commenting, you know, you can't build value if they don't test drive. I'd rather walk someone, meaning I'd rather they leave than change the way I do my process. And this is what's fucking nuts to me, friends. And this is why I say, fuck your feelings. I get these folks, we all operate on feelings, okay? We all do. I do, you do. It is what it is. So when I'm saying fuck your feelings, I'm saying it to everybody, including me. So let's just talk about facts right now, though. Let's talk about the facts of this dialogue that was taking place. Fact, right? When somebody comes in to buy something, they can't buy it unless they know how much it costs, right? That's a fact. Like, okay, some of you may argue, well, sure, they got an unlimited black card and blah, 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 blah. What? No, pull your head out of your ass for a minute. Fact, for someone to do a business transaction, you have to tell them how much your fucking product costs. That's a fact. That's not a feeling, okay? So in order for someone to buy, you must give them price. That is fact number one. Now, here's another fact. Another fact is this. People usually don't make a vehicle purchase or a big ticket purchase unless they feel they've done the research. So you may say, feelings don't matter. No, I'm saying your feelings don't matter. The person with the money, their feelings matter. I literally had one guy commented back, well, I've got money in my car and inventory, so my opinion does matter. And I'm like, no, it doesn't, because you can buy that fucking car. It can sit in your lot. But if a customer doesn't hand you money for that car, all you've done is bought yourself a fucking car to stare at. So that argument is stupid, right? That's not a feeling. It's a fact. You go out and buy a car. If no one buys it from you, you're staring at a car that continues to depreciate every single day. Unless it's some old collector's item, it's going down in value every day. So you, using the argument that, well, you've got money in it, so the customer should follow your process and do what you say, that is like the most pig-headed, most asinine argument I've heard for this bullshit. Okay, but here's the thing. This all comes back to these folks are saying, well, I've got a quote-unquote process that I walk people through if they want to buy a car from me. Right, if you want to give me your money, if you want the privilege of doing business with my business, I walk you through this process. You come in, I shake your hand, I know your name, I ask you questions either on the lot or at my desk. I walk through all this jazz, I let you drive my car, and then you get the privilege of me hammering you on a price to negotiate, and then you get the privilege of waiting 4 hours for the finance office. Every bit of this is fucking stupid, like literally stupid. Let me ask you this. When does Amazon say to somebody, hey, before you can get the price, you've got to watch this demo video of the product? The answer is never. When does Apple say that? Now, you may say, yeah, but they're different. Well, they all started as small companies, right? Just like your business. Listen, I don't care what you sell. I don't care if you sell cars, real estate, Herbalife. None of that shit matters to me right now. And it shouldn't matter to you as it relates to this dialogue. Here's the thing. What I see a lot of businesses doing that has just become like a detriment to their business, it's been pushing their business the wrong direction, is a lot of times we're getting hemmed in, we're getting hung up on our belief systems, our processes, our patterns, and we're completely disregarding the consumer, the person who we want to buy our product, the one that we want to buy our service. See, some of the best products ever were created because someone realized that something was good but not perfect, and so they created a variation. They created a variation. Does that make sense? It should. It should make sense. Because here's the thing. Somebody made a car originally, right? And then someone made it better. And then someone made it better. And now there's Tesla. We've got electric vehicles now. Stuff that, you know, years ago people tried electric cars and they did okay, or they failed, or they lost everything. And now Tesla is working very hard on proving the model that it can exist. Now, Tesla didn't invent the car. They didn't invent electric car technology. But they saw something and went, that's a good start. Something could be made better. I'm going to talk specifically to sales professionals and automotive industry, big ticket stuff, things like that. Okay, I want to talk to you guys right now. We tend to have processes in place because they worked years ago before folks could do 90% of their research on the internet. So we created processes that were like, okay, let me learn to make sure this person who came in because they saw a TV commercial for a Toyota Camry, you know, and it looks like a fun car. Let me make sure this car's going to fit their needs. I get why processes and things were created back in the day. And listen, I'm not saying the processes in and of themselves are bad. What I'm saying is we get so hung up on doing shit our way, we forget that our role is to serve the people that want to buy our products and services. So what ends up happening in those situations is we start focusing on us and how we feel, and our feelings don't fucking matter. In that situation, the only feelings that matter are the feelings of the person who's going to hand you money for this transaction. So let me talk about the key areas where feelings are getting in the way of you getting the business that you want, okay? Couple key things to remove from your vocabulary immediately. I mean, like, immediately. First thing is this, policy. It's our policy. Get rid of those words. Nobody gives a shit about your policy. Least of all, the consumer. Least of all, the consumer, okay? They do not give a shit about your policy. Okay, so get the words, this is our policy, out of your vocabulary right now. The other thing is this, procedure. We have a procedure for how we do things. Nobody cares. Nobody cares but the person that wrote the procedure and got high-fived for it. Beyond that, nobody else cares. Even you don't likely enjoy following your stupid-ass procedure, okay? The words, this is how it's always been done, okay? We've said that for years in business. Well, this is how it's always been done. You know what? People, when they rode horses, said, this is how it's always been done. We ride horses. And then someone said, yeah, but we can make a fucking car, you idiot. We don't have to ride horses. Right? Aren't you glad that that's what happened? Okay, here's another one. Here are two things that I want to bounce off of you, okay? When we decide, think about this. Let's say you're selling cars, okay? If one of your family members comes in, being honest, do you force them to walk through all the rigmarole? My friend Grant Cardone said this years ago, when family or friend comes in, what happens? We go up to him, hey, are you trading your car? Yeah, okay, let's get some info off it so I can sell it to you, my used car manager, and then he can go drive it while we're driving the new one. So here we go. You know, we start that way. We back into the process the easiest and fastest way possible. Yet a stranger comes in, and we want to make them go through our policies, our procedures, our processes. Here's why I bring this up to you. Here's why I bring this up to you. This is very important. It's because by changing everything over, okay, by not keeping the same process for everyone, one thing that's happening is we're saying, okay, person A is worthy of me saving them time and treating them well, and person B is not. Which makes me question, like, how do you determine who is worthy? How do we determine who is worthy of getting our time and our respect? And the answer is, everyone is. So why would we even change how we do? Like, the only reason we change that policy and our procedures for family and friends is because we know that procedure is long and drawn out and it's a pain in the ass. That's why. So if we know it's a pain in the ass for our family and friends, why would we put the strangers through it as well, right? What we're saying is my family and friends are worthy of better treatment than an everyday consumer. And if you're in the business of selling products to people or selling services to people, every single person that buys your product and service is worthy. Every person that's considering it is worthy. Every person is worthy. And so as you see the title of this and I say, fuck your feelings, I'm telling you, fuck your feelings, because you're changing them based on who you're dealing with. You're changing the value of your process, your procedure, your policy, oftentimes based on the person you're dealing with. That's always the gauge. Just let me ask you this. If your best friend came in today and they said, look, I've got 20 minutes. I want to buy a car from you, but if we can't get it done in 20 minutes, I'm out. Are you literally going to say, well, I'm not going to sell you a product? Of course not. You're going to say, let me see how quickly I can get this spun out for you. I don't know if I can do it within 20 minutes. Let me see if I can get my finance person to spin out the paperwork, blah, blah, blah. Let's say they're paying cash. You're going to do everything you can to try and help them do it in their amount of time they've got. If the everyday consumer walks in, they're not your family, they're not your friends, and they say the same thing, now you've got a whole bunch of fancy word tracks, right, that you're using. Oh, it's more than enough time to get you all the info you need, and then you'd still take 4 hours. Listen, I understand that we feel certain ways based on previous life experience, but what I want to encourage you to do is make some significant changes. And I'm going to tell you about those right after this sponsor break. All right, so let's talk about how you fix all the stupid shit that you're doing in your business right now when it comes to letting your feelings dictate how you actually work. And I mean your feelings about your weak-ass procedures and policies, and this is how it's been done, and all the other lame shit that you make excuses for. All right, step one is this. You've got to serve the customer and be in the mindset that what they want is the most important thing in the world, right? It's their money. They're walking into your business. They're giving you the opportunity to get their money. You're not doing them a favor by letting them buy your shit when they can go to 400 other fucking people, go on Amazon, go to Tesla. Nobody gives a fuck about your building, your product. It's you. People are buying you. And so the experience you give them will determine whether or not they're going to spend their money with you. So here's the thing you got to do. Understand that as important as your process feels, you can rearrange the steps. If you're in the automotive industry, somebody walks in your dealership, they say, hey, listen, I'm not going to test drive anything yet, but how much is this Honda Accord? Give them the price in the fucking Honda Accord, you dolt. Tell them what it costs, and then once you tell them the price, say, have you, you know, is there a specific, you know, one that you've driven? Is there a color that you like? Let's go take a look, yada, yada. If they say no, let's work the whole deal out first. Sit down and work the whole deal out first. Throughout working the numbers, then have conversation, build rapport, start building a relationship. The relationship begins with compliance. It doesn't matter what you, look, take it out of your business life for a moment. Think about when you make a new friend, or when you start dating someone, or when you're trying to fuck someone, whatever it is, okay? Any of these things that you're doing, when you interact with another human being, the relationship begins when one person complies with the wants, needs, and desires of the other. Sometimes you've got to be the one that complies. When you're doing business, you mostly need to be the one that complies. Think about it for just a moment. When you meet someone for the first time, you're interested in them, you want to go out on a date. You ask them out on a date. This relationship isn't really beginning. You know what? Let's back it all the way. You start a conversation. If they don't engage in that conversation, they're not complying. They're not in. They're not part of that conversation. They haven't given in to wanting to move forward in that quote-unquote process with you, right? But if it starts on their terms, right? Say you try and open up a conversation. Instead of talking about what you want, you open it with a question. And you get to know them. Now all of a sudden, it's on their terms. So perhaps you're the one that's complying in the conversation in order to make this work. Every relationship is going to start with both people making some sort of move to one toward one another. Business is no different than dating or courting or trying to hook up. Business is the same. You want something from them. They want something from you. Both of you need to give a little bit to make it happen. So in your business, think of it this way. Whatever the customer asks for, if you can do it without it costing you money or causing a problem or being in conflict with your beliefs, your morals, whatever, then just do it. Comply, okay? So be willing to rearrange your process. At the end of the day, if you want to do the best business possible, be willing to be flexible so that you can make the process easy for the other person. Now, right now is where you go, you know what? I feel like if I just bend to everyone's will, I'm just being a marshmallow, and how can I have self-respect? How can I brag to my friends that I'm such a great closer? You know what? Fuck your friends and fuck how you brag to them. Nobody gives a shit about that. Do you want to brag to your friends about how you're strong and how you got control of the process? Or do you want to brag to your friends about how you're going on vacation to the fucking Maldives? That's the choice you have. Make more money by making a better way for people to do business with you, or break your arm patting yourself on the back, and you and your lonely self can have a dick measuring contest all by yourself at home when you're trying to figure out why nobody wants to buy from you and nobody likes you and nobody wants to hang out with you. At the end of the day, there's one thing that's getting in the way of everyone's business growing, and we all fall victim to this. And it's a three-letter word, ego. Your ego's costing you money. Your ego's what's driving your feelings. So I said at the beginning, and I'll say this, fuck your feelings. Instead, how about focusing on serving the needs and wants of everybody in front of you? And let's see if that tunes your business up just a little bit more. And remember this, everyone is worthy of great service from you. And every single customer you come in contact with is worth your time, and they're worthy of your respect. So think about that. Listen, no matter where you're at in your business or your life, you're just one moment away. So go out there and make your day, and hopefully somebody else's. Amazing. Oh, yeah, before you end this, listen to one more message from our sponsors, because they pay for shit, and unless you're a handful of people, you don't. So let me talk about the key areas where feelings are getting in the way of you getting the business that you want, okay? Couple key things to remove from your vocabulary immediately. I mean, like, immediately. First thing is this, policy. It's our policy. Get rid of those words. Nobody gives a shit about your policy. Least of all, the consumer. Least of all, the consumer. Okay? They do not give a shit about your policy. Okay? So get the words, this is our policy, out of your vocabulary right now. The other thing is this, procedure. We have a procedure for how we do things. Nobody cares. Nobody cares but the person that wrote the procedure and got high-fived for it. Beyond that, nobody else cares. Even you don't likely enjoy following your stupid-ass procedure, okay? The words, this is how it's always been done, okay? We've said that for years in business. Well, this is how it's always been done. You know what? People, when they rode horses, said, this is how it's always been done. We ride horses. And then someone said, yeah, but we can make a fucking car, you idiot. We don't have to ride horses, right? Aren't you glad that that's what happened? Okay, here's another one. Here are two things that I want to bounce off of you, okay? When we decide, think about this. Let's say you're selling cars, okay? If one of your family members comes in, being honest, do you force them to walk through all the rigmarole? My friend Grant Cardone said this years ago, when family or friend comes in, what happens? We go up to him, hey, are you trading your car? Yeah, okay, let's get some info off it so I can sell it to my used car manager, and then he can go drive it while we're driving the new one. So here we go. You know, we start that way. We back into the process the easiest and fastest way possible. Yet a stranger comes in, and we want to make them go through our policies, our procedures, our processes. Here's why I bring this up to you. Here's why I bring this up to you. This is very important. It's because by changing everything over, okay, by not keeping the same process for everyone, one thing that's happening is we're saying, okay, person A is worthy of me saving them time and treating them well, and person B is not. Which makes me question, like, how do you determine who is worthy? How do we determine who is worthy of getting our time and our respect? And the answer is, everyone is. So why would we even change how we do? Like, the only reason we change that policy and our procedures for family and friends is because we know that procedure is long and drawn out and it's a pain in the ass. That's why. So if we know it's a pain in the ass for our family and friends, why would we put the strangers through it as well, right? What we're saying is my family and friends are worthy of better treatment than an everyday consumer. And if you're in the business of selling products to people or selling services to people, every single person that buys your product and service is worthy. Every person that's considering it is worthy. Every person is worthy. And so as you see the title of this and I say, fuck your feelings, I'm telling you, fuck your feelings, because you're changing them based on who you're dealing with. You're changing the value of your process, your procedure, your policy, oftentimes based on the person you're dealing with. That's always the gauge. Just let me ask you this. If your best friend came in today and they said, look, I've got 20 minutes. I want to buy a car from you, but if we can't get it done in 20 minutes, I'm out. Are you literally going to say, well, I'm not going to sell you a product? Of course not. You're going to say, let me see how quickly I can get this spun out for you. I don't know if I can do it within 20 minutes. Let me see if I can get my finance person to spin out the paperwork, blah, blah, blah. Let's say they're paying cash. You're going to do everything you can to try and help them do it in their amount of time they've got. If the everyday consumer walks in, they're not your family, they're not your friends, and they say the same thing, now you've got a whole bunch of fancy word tracks, right, that you're using. Oh, it's more than enough time to get you all the info you need, and then you'd still take 4 hours. Listen, I understand that we feel certain ways based on previous life experience, but what I want to encourage you to do is make some significant changes. And I'm going to tell you about those right after this sponsor break.